Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's the name of the show. The telephone number in the studio, if you'd like to join us, 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
A little bit earlier in the show, we talked about portmanteau and how I like to invent them. A portmanteau, for those of you just tuning in, or maybe you're only hearing, this hour of the show. A portmanteau is when you take one word and another word, and you combine it together into one word, and people immediately know the meaning of the word. That's sort of the gist of how or what a portmanteau is supposed to do. For those of you involved in, like, Hollywood, Brangelina, that's a portmanteau, right? So, what's the other one? Benifer.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Ben Affleck and Jennifer, what was it, Aniston?
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah, Benifer, right? So those are portmanteaus.
And those two go really well together, just those words, those names.
Yeah. You had mentioned
portmanteau easily.
You had mentioned your favorite of the ones that I take credit for inventing is technicalties, which is technical difficulties. But now it's just one word, so you don't have to say two words. You just say technicalities.
Yep, you're quite the neologist.
And thanks. I was just scrolling through some. I jot down notes from time to time, and hopefully they come in handy for like show prep or to keep my mind on things. And I just scrolled past one that I invented some time ago. Propagandemic.
So beautiful.
And I thought, propaganda, pandemic, propagandemic.
What a perfect description of 2020 and the related and ensuing cluster F.
Yeah, I agree. Before we go on with the show, I do have to tell you that about bullionmax.com/FTL. Gold and silver, you can own the most stable assets in recorded history with bullionmax.com. You can buy direct from bullionmax.com without talking to a salesperson, and your precious metals ship fully insured directly to your home. Free Talk Live can get you their silver starter kit at employee pricing. Just go to bullionmax.com/FTL, as in Free Talk Live. It includes 5 ounces of the most desirable silver products, plus a free gold back. If you don't know what gold backs are, please go to goldback.com and look them up. They're fantastic products, but you get a free one. The offer is limited to one per household, so get yours now. Go to bullionmax.com/FTL. That's bullionmax.com/FTL. All right, moving right along, we're going to go to Wendy calling from Ocean Shores, Washington. Wendy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I just wanted to talk about Sarah. She is so funny. But she gets a lot of flack, for being on Social Security Disability. But obviously from her calls, she has OCD. I mean, she is so into the traffic lights.
Is that a new government designation, SSI OCD?
Yeah, OCD, yeah. Very obsessed with that.
She seems to be. On that topic, though, I did want to mention that if they're putting up 30% more cameras, is that a result of inflation because they need 30% more revenue to accommodate the budget deficit now because they're, unable to, spend as much as they did before?
30% more revenue, 30% more tyranny.
Go ahead, Wendy.
I wonder if she dreams about it, maybe.
She's definitely obsessed.
Do you think she counts speeding cameras instead of sheep on her?
But she's still funny.
Speeders.
Oh, yeah. Okay, thank you, guys.
Hey, thanks for the call, Wendy. Have a great night. Instead of counting sheep, she's counting cameras.
She finds them soothing. Tyranny and oppression of the state. So warm like a blanket.
I imagine as she gets older, she's going to be like the old lady that, yells at traffic. You know, like the meme from The Simpsons, the old man yells at cloud.
Right.
Right. I feel like Sarah's
yelling at parked cars to slow down.
She's going to be just standing on the corner, like maybe like a walker or something, and just shaking her fist. You know, stop speeding. Something.
And buy my products. Because I'm a communist.
Right. By the way, here's my card.
Which, I mean, if you're on SSI, why do you need to be selling things exactly?
Oh, dude, SSI doesn't, I mean, it's not a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Social Security is, I mean, like, politicians give themselves raises and, you know, screw the people who are collecting the government money. You know, it's just, yeah, it's a horrible, horrible organization. Or sub-organization of government, right? Yeah. I have the same criticisms against Social Security as I do against, like, the VA, right? A horribly run organization.
That's true.
Right? Always over budget. Never because they're giving people too much money, but because the organizations themselves are spending too much on the internal bureaucracy of their organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, that means that folks don't get raises.
Well, I have a buddy that pointed out to me why that always happens. It's like, okay, well, if you're running this organization, you know, that people have to, a required monopoly, right?
Yep.
So as soon as you get put in charge of this, you're going to put your friends into that organization. And what do you think your friends are going to do? They're going to turn around and put their friends into that organization.
Nepocestuously.
Yeah. So how else could this possibly go down except you end up with a bloated bureaucracy doing approximately nothing?
Yeah. I wanted to just circle back to the CBDCs, the Central Bank Digital Currencies. One of the reasons that I am very against central bank digital currencies, the same reasons, I mean, a lot of the same reasons I'm against central banking, just in general, right? Mm-hmm. But specifically the CBDCs. The thing, the difference between CBDCs and something like Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash is that Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash cannot be counterfeited, but the CBDCs can.
Well, I would say that by their nature, they have to be.
Right, yeah. And also they can be inflated.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas,
but you repeat yourself.
Well, I do, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, theoretically, that's why it's a crime.
I also say the same thing twice from time to time.
Oh, you do?
With periodic intervals in between.
But do you say something and then say that thing over again?
It's anyway, possible.
So, I mean, in theory, that's why counterfeiting's a crime, right? Is because, oh, well, you are stealing from the purchasing power of other people.
Right.
And yet,
that's exactly what the central banks do.
And that's their job.
Yeah.
They're supposed to do that. Yeah. And it is their job to make sure that at least 2% is made every year. Like, right. We have to have constant inflation of at least 2%. And if it's over 2%, we'll try and bring it down. And if it's way over, we'll try really hard. And if it's under, we will definitely make sure it goes up.
Right.
And, you know, there's no, like, balance in the other direction. Right. So, like, oh, well, we ran it at 5% for a year. Now let's go ahead and run it at 1% for a year.
Right. Or for 3 years, and that way it'll average out for the 5-year period. Or
right.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No. No. Can't do that. Yeah. And you gotta love who's advocating these things, right?
Yeah.
So, like, okay, the UK Prime Minister, which, man, how fast are they running through these guys now?
What is the UK Prime Minister of the Month Club up to now?
Isn't it customary to have an election for that position?
Yeah, not when you got a monarchy.
And it's just, like, one after another who's like, yeah, I've decided not to run the UK. I'm just going to not do that.
Doesn't the UK, having a prime minister also insinuate that there's a sub-prime minister?
Yeah, and, man, this guy, like, so, like, I'm not going to go into detail, but, like, the pictures of this guy are about the most Freemasonic things I've ever seen in my life.
Ooh.
And the guy looks like Sunil Bakshi from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Compliance will be rewarded. Like, if you made that guy in a real-world version and put him in charge of England, here's what you get.
603-283-6160. More of your calls coming up. Plus, perhaps we will talk about more inflation.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
music with his. Yeah. Ha ha. He's listening. He's laughing at us now. Bro, I'm gonna laugh at you. I don't know. That's from a movie, like a horror movie.
We're all gonna laugh at you.
We're all gonna laugh at you. I don't remember what movie.
Adam Sandler, I think.
No. That was a parody of that movie, I think, when Adam Sandler did it. I think it was a Carrie or something.
Wow.
I don't remember, but yeah.
Apparently, I did not get that.
We're all gonna laugh at you.
Yeah.
Anyway. This is Free Talk Live. We're a live call-in radio program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about a whole bunch of things tonight. A little bit of cryptocurrency, a little bit of yuck prime minister, a little bit of bad cops, no donuts.
One thing I wanted to point out. So when he introduces this thing, he talks about it being presidented by the UK. So one of the big, like, internal strife in world controllers right now is who's going to be in charge of this thing.
Well, the central banks, of course.
Right, but who's going to run that? Because that's the thing. They want this thing.
Of course.
Right, but they want this thing by its nature to be an interlocking network, right?
Right.
So that you can, you know, spend your British pounds in Russia, spend your Chinese yuan in South Africa, and, you know, having no having a completely interlocking system.
Right, yeah.
But one of the big questions right now is, okay, well, who's going to be running this thing? Because,
yeah,
like, they are putting on the final touches for the possibility of the, like, full lockdown world government.
Yeah.
But in the process, they have not decided among themselves who's going to be at the top of this thing.
Well, and let's hope they never do, because my preferred entity or person to run any type of a value exchange system is no one. Yeah. I like a decentralized autonomous organization, you know, like cryptocurrencies.
Right.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Jeff in Arkansas. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, thank you. I just wanted to bring up some of the things you guys said about Rishi Sunak. I mean, he's been prime minister for a bit now, but he was the best candidate for the Conservative Party, I'd have to say personally. I mean, he warned us about Liz Truss. He warned America about Liz Truss. He warned his country about Liz Truss, and she came out to be one of the worst prime ministers their nation has ever seen, and definitely for ours.
I don't know. That's a high bar.
A partnership, when it comes to a partnership level. You know what I mean?
When it comes to a partnership level?
When it comes to a partnership level, you got to understand, economically, she didn't only screw their economy. Our economy is already screwed due to Joe Biden, but she definitely made it worse. The trade level wasn't working properly with her in office.
Our economy has been screwed thanks to Woodrow Wilson, man.
Well, and
I mean, yeah, you can add it on Wilson, too. You can add it on Wilson, too, absolutely, because if it wasn't for Wilson with the Federal Reserve, we wouldn't be in much of the messes economically that we've been in.
And it's also worth pointing out that if we hadn't been putting all of these forever wars, we wouldn't have had to print all these billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars every single year.
I agree with you,
so we wouldn't have, and that was Bush. So, you know, don't place this all on one side or the other. This is a truly bipartisan effort to screw us all.
I served in Iraq from 2003
so you know.
2005. Trust and believe me. I understand it completely, okay? I'm not a fan of Bush, never have been a fan of Bush. I voted against him from overseas, all right? But you've got to come to understand this. You look at it on a level of being a commander-in-chief, I'd say he did what he thought was best, and I may not agree with it. And sometimes I don't even think he really did what he thought was best, because we all know he was nothing but Dick Cheney's puppet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's why in 2008, America decided to go back and forth and elect somebody who wasn't qualified for the position, who was still fresh to the limits of what the land was.
Yeah, they were trying to get someone who wasn't Bush. Look how well that worked for us, huh?
Which was an issue because, I mean, yeah, we didn't want Bush anymore. You didn't want 4 more years of Bush, and that's what John McCain was. But what you also didn't want was 4 years of inexperience, and you didn't want 4 years of low intelligence.
Man, experience and unintelligence are not my problems with Barack Obama. I have a lot of problems with him, but inexperienced.
I also have problems with the government-mandated health care that he tried to push on us.
Oh, yeah,
that's one of them.
With his gun restrictions he tried to put on us instead of Instead of taking guns away from people who are committing these crimes, he tried to take them away from us law-abiding citizens.
Or how about the fact that he didn't end any of the wars like he was supposed to? How about the fact that he didn't legalize marijuana, which, look, feel how you feel about that particular substance. It's someone else's body that they're doing it to. So, like, we don't need to be spending a bunch of money putting people in jail for having the wrong flower in their pocket. And
I totally agree with
that. And that was one of the things that was expected from Obama. That didn't happen. He specifically promised to shut down Guantanamo Bay because right now, today, this very second, we are torturing people. And not okay, just this, like, low-grade torture for the rest of us.
I want to make a clear point on Guantanamo Bay. He tried to shut it down his very first day in office. I find that admirable. The only issue was you had both Democrats and Republicans. It wasn't just one side. He had both establishment Democrats and establishment Republicans, people who work in the swamp, people who live in the swamp, who were doing everything they could to keep that terrible place open.
Okay, who now, runs Guantanamo Bay? The U.S. military,
and
right?
It's the United States military. It's
who the runs the United States military?
Yes, yes it is.
So don't feed me this line about he tried to. He did not try to close it.
I'm telling you this now. I'm not an Obama fan. I never have been. I didn't vote for him in L.A. I didn't vote for John McCain either. Okay? But the clear path of it is, when you are doing, when you're president of the United States, and you try to do something, and they hit you with an absolutely not from both sides, there isn't much you can do. I understand.
No, there absolutely is a lot you can do. So, like, I hear the same argument for Trump's presidency.
He could have signed an executive order, right? He could have signed an executive order, right?
Yep.
If he would have done that, they would have overturned it.
He doesn't have to sign an executive order. He's the commander-in-chief of the United States military. He simply tells his generals, here's your orders, and if you don't follow orders, I will put you in jail.
Right, but here's the thing you're missing here. He's the commander-in-chief of the United States military. You are absolutely right. You take orders from that guy.
Right.
Completely. But he does not have the power to make formal declarations on behalf of the military. That is Congress. And when Congress says, you can't do this, the president can say, all right, we're going to do this until Congress says we can't.
It's not a matter of making a formal declaration to close Guantanamo Bay. You simply order to your generals, pull every single one of our troops out of this region. And they can either comply or go to jail. I mean, like, when Trump was president, they lied to him about how many troops they had in Syria. You know what would have made that a lot easier? Is if you just pulled all of them out. And then we know for a fact whether there's a person there or not. Like, you don't have to count them. It's more than zero or not.
Hey, Jeff, thank you for the call. Feel free to call again on any other night. We're here 7 nights a week. I'd love to hear more from you and your opinions. 603-283-6160. We've got more of your calls coming up. If you're trying to get through, please keep trying. We've got some calls on hold now. It looks like one line just opened up. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday Night Edition.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast, South Korea's military said, while South Korean forces were wrapping up nearly 2 weeks of exercises aimed at deterring their northern neighbor. European Central Bank policymakers stood firmly behind plans to keep raising interest rates even at a cost to economic growth, as data showed rising inflationary pressures. over $200 billion in U.S. stock market value went up in smoke in extended trade after a weak forecast from Amazon added to a string of downbeat quarterly reports from big tech companies. And U.S. diesel supplies are becoming critically low with shortages and price spikes likely to occur in the next 6 months unless and until the economy and fuel consumption slow down. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for listening and tuning in to the Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. I do want to mention, too, that Peakless Mountaineer and I will be doing an after show. So we've got roughly 30 minutes or so of the show to go. We'll take a bit of a break, a little half hour at 10:30 p.m. tonight. We'll be doing episode 11 of something called Beard Talk Live, and that is the uncensored version of this program that's only available over at watch.freetalklive.com on our Odyssey channel. Watch.freetalklive.com, the uncensored Beard Talk Live, episode 11, tonight. So, and the phones will be open, of course. Same phone number as the one tonight, 603-283-6160. So if you, you know, for whatever reason, you don't get on the air tonight, you can certainly call after 10:30 and call and talk to us while we're doing Beard Talk Live, an extension, uncensored extension of Free Talk Live, a fork, if you will. So that's coming up. I also want to say that there's a documentary that is trying to be made about the events of the Crypto Six. That is when the FBI raided the studio that we are in right now. They smashed in the doors. They brought in tanks with battering rams to smash in the doors and windows. They had multiple agencies all in military gear, machine guns, etc., drones, and that kind of a thing.
and they arrested the folks who own the folks who were residing here, as well as the place next door.
And felt the need to pull the wires out of our broadcast equipment.
Yeah, they sure did. And all over something about cryptocurrency. They feel like somebody should have asked them for their permission to transact in cryptocurrency or something along those lines. We're going to find out more. The trial of Mr. Ian Freeman is coming up. It could be as soon as December. We'll see if things get pushed back or not. But some folks over at BalladOfTheCrypto6.com, that's the numeral 6, BalladOfTheCrypto6.com, they do have an Indiegogo effort going on. The March 2021 FBI raid on the Crypto 6 is not over. Mr. Freeman will be fighting the injustice and oppression of the feds in court as early as December of this year. If you'd like to see this story told as a movie presented to major platforms so that others can know that cryptocurrency is not a crime, then please visit BalladOfTheCrypto6.com, become an Indiegogo backer, and you can earn perks that go from T-shirts all the way up to even co-hosting an episode of Free Talk Live and dining with the hosts. So again, BalladOfTheCrypto6, that's the numeral 6, .com.
I don't know what it is, but you're not allowed to do it.
Yeah. All right, let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. We have Twist calling from Arkansas. You're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you all for having me on tonight, and I just wanted to say we're just trying to get some support behind my campaign. We're going to come in strong come 2024. Now.
What it sounds like your phone's rubbing up against something. I don't know what that's about. But what are you campaigning for? Are you libertarian? Are you what are you running for?
I'm an independent candidate that finds a need to raise my voice during these points and times in our history. Cryptocurrency a big thing, and if elected, I want to work with Vladimir Putin, Rishi Sunak. I want to work with all these people across the world to come together and make a international currency that we can all get behind and we can use around the world.
Why? I mean, there already is one.
Because we cannot have these individual currencies all across these different countries. We need to unite together, and we need to have one currency, and that's
how about Bitcoin?
We need one currency, one singular currency.
Like, how about Bitcoin? Currency.
Yeah, how about Bitcoin?
Okay, that's something we can come to agreement with. I agree with that. Cryptocurrency can definitely be the one of those currencies that we come and meet eye to eye with. But, some countries might not be on board with that. Some countries might want to have more representation in this currency, and we can definitely get together and think of a more specific currency to make.
What office are you running for, and where are you running?
I'm running for President of the United States in 2024 out of Arkansas.
Okay. And is there a website? Where can people who are interested in learning more about you find out more?
I'm beginning to work on my website.
Okay.
We'll get it out soon, and I hope I'll be able to come back on here and get that information out.
Yeah, sure. We're happy to have you. We're here 7 nights a week, Twist, so please give us a call. Keep us updated on the campaign and your progress with cryptocurrency. We'd love to hear more. Moving right along, let's go to, we've got Hunter in Ohio. Hunter, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
All right, thank you. Well, I would just like to talk about communism, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
I'm happy to discuss it.
I think that America should develop a communist manifesto in our near future, as America would benefit from it. You see, the rich people are sucking away the middle class and lower class's wealth. We need to divide their wealth and make sure that it goes back to the people that truly need it. We need to invest more into social programs, more than our defense programs. We need to make sure that we can be able to afford good health care, like universal health care, but it needs to be a more deliberate plan. And we also need to make sure that the taxes on the rich is increased.
And by what method do you propose to enact all of those things?
Well, personally, I'll get rid of the legislative branch. I think that the president or a elected official across should be be able to decide the agenda for the for the nation, but it would also have a large advisory board with it.
Okay, so in order to enact all of these changes, you would use the force of government to do it?
Yes, because any nation needs a strong government to force action.
Why do nations need government at all?
So we cannot be divided by many.
Well, we have a very strong government now.
The strongest in the history of the entire planet.
And we are extremely divided. I mean, well, broaching on civil war.
I wouldn't say civil war.
Well, 40% of the United States believes that we are going to have a civil war within the next 10 years.
Well, communism would not have a civil war. We would be more united than ever. You see, in Russia, that was a false communist plan. The people that were leading Russia and the Soviet Union were not Russian at all. They were more democratic than anything. You see, that we'd have what Lenin proposed. We need to make sure that no corrupt officials are running this nation.
How do you do that?
And if by selecting a very trustworthy man to be the leader of the nation.
Okay, what are the qualifications of a trustworthy man? What are the qualifications of a trustworthy man?
They would have to be born in the nation for 10 years.
Where you're born doesn't make you trustworthy.
I would say it does, but they would have to have no criminal background, and they would have to be a supporter of the agenda. You know, if we have a president that supports the national agenda, communism, then the nation will unite.
Well, that sounds like a great way to get a tremendous number of people to starve to death.
Yeah, and, well, the good news for our caller here is that the United States of America is largely socialist, which is generally how the communist folks get things done. So, yeah. 603-283-6160. More of your calls and thoughts coming up. It's Free Talk Live, the Saturday Night Live, Saturday Night Edition.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Thank you for calling.
How can I help you? Welcome to the Free Talk Live 7-Eleven.
Is that racist?
I'm just imitating the guy from The Simpsons. Best I can. Was it Apu?
Yeah. Apu.
Apu. Yeah, anyway. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Although the phones are packed right now, so, and it's the final segment. I don't know if we'll get you in if you're calling now. But at about 10:30 p.m., about a half hour after this show is over, Peakless and I will be doing the uncensored version of the show called Beard Talk Live because, well, we're a couple of very bearded fellows.
FCC free.
FCC free over at watch.freetalklive.com. The phone number is the same, 603-283-6160, because we're here in this studio. So if you want to continue the fun and continue talking with us, we're happy to do so at 10:30 p.m. over at beardtalklive.com. Before we get to your calls, I have to say thank you to Cat Cooper. Cat Cooper is tonight's amplifier. Thank you, Cat Cooper. Cat is a silver-level amplifier. That means Cat gives $5 a month to help this radio program get on more radio stations. The program is found over at amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com. There's some perks that you get for donating, and, you know, it's kind of a Patreon setup, and, you know, you get little gifts and, you know, special things if you do donate. But you shouldn't donate for the gifts. You should donate because you enjoy this program. You enjoy the perspective of freedom, peace, and prosperity that we bring. You enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, and the topics that we broach. So thank you, Cat Cooper. If you want to become an amplifier, please visit amps.freetalklive.com. All right, moving right along, let's go to Standby.
Standby, that's a weird name.
Let's go to Padraig in New Mexico. Padraig, you're on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, I just have a short message. Can you hear me?
Yep,
we can hear you.
I just wanted to thank you for allowing me to listen to different opinions on people like your last caller thinking that we were going to be communists. I just enjoy your show. That's all I wanted to say.
Patreg, you're too kind. Thank you so much for the call. Feel free to call again.
You are very welcome.
You are obviously welcome. 7 p.m., 10 p.m. Eastern time. Moving right along, let's go
What about
to...
moving left to short?
Right along, left to short. Well, interesting. Hey, you know what I got to do this week? I shipped my pants. That's right. I bought some new jeans online, and they didn't quite fit right, so I had to send them back. So, yeah.
Nice.
Let's go to Tim in Texas. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. Tim? Tim in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live. Tim,
or not.
Going once. I hear, like, something in the background, though, don't you?
Yeah. I don't know. The printer's telling me there's an incoming call, and I am super confused about all of this.
All right. Tim, if you can hear us, try and call back or call back another night.
Just because I have the technical skills of your average Luddite.
That's all right. Maybe that's what I'm hearing is the ringing of the machine. Let's move along to Jack in Texas. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
This is Governor Jack Clark.
I'm sorry?
I'll
call him, too.
Make sure to join US 2016 on Discord.
Okay. Thanks for the call. That was a very short call.
It was a very short call.
Well, you had wanted to talk about Pelosi's husband.
That's true.
So what's there? I pay no attention because when I see things in the news about politicians, I go, oh, that's not important.
Well, actually, there is.
To me.
You
right?
know, since we've got a minute here, since that call didn't work, actually, I wanted to talk real quick about the Japanese yen. So right now, the Japanese yen has been falling against the dollar like crazy. It's down to the level that it was at the very bottom of the Asian financial crisis of 1998. And I think that this is kind of the beginning of the end for the U.S. dollar, actually, because Japan has always been our biggest purchaser of treasuries.
Right.
And we cannot, like, the way our system works, you can't print U.S. dollars unless you sell treasuries.
Right.
That's how it works. Now, you can sell treasuries to the bank that prints it, but that adds to the inflation.
Right.
So we've been pretty reliant on especially Japan and other countries to buy up these treasuries.
Right. Wasn't China buying a bunch, too, for a while?
Yeah, China was buying a bunch. Even Russia used to buy a whole lot of them. But it's just been going completely the opposite direction. Now, in order for Japan to prop up their yen, because, like I said, it is at the very bottom of, like, a huge financial crisis that was, like, long enough ago that we, like, rose significantly from it, and now it's all the way back down to the bottom of that crisis. So they have to act. It is a two-choice thing. Either they buy enough yen to prop this thing up, or the yen goes to zero.
Yeah.
So they're going to pick choice A. Now, they have, like, $110 billion, I think it is, to buy the yen. But as soon as that's out, they still have to buy yen. So they're going to have to sell U.S. treasuries. Because, like, they've stopped buying and they've started selling more, but it hasn't been, like, a fire sale, right?
Right.
So now they're in a position where, in order to keep their currency from going to zero, they have to basically start inflicting all of that pain on the U.S. currency.
Yeah.
So, I mean, whatever's going to happen might very well happen real soon.
It's interesting you say that. Now, I've been loosely paying attention to, we'll say, at least central banking for at least a decade, maybe two, depending on how you want to count. But and there have always been calls for, hey, everybody, it's only a matter of time before the economy completely implodes. It's not a matter of if.
Right.
It's a matter of when.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, the central banks around the world have been able to sort of kick that can down the road and sort of inflate their way and quantitative ease their way down the road. I'm hearing more and more sources now, right now. Maybe that's because the internet's better at delivering it. Maybe it's because I'm paying more attention. Or maybe it's because more people are doing the math. I don't know. I don't know when, but I, from the information that I've seen, it seems very likely that a global collapse can happen, you know, tomorrow, or yes, you know, 2 years from now, or in a decade.
Yeah.
I don't know when, but it seems very likely.
Honestly, at this point, I would put a decade at the furthest out point.
You think?
Like, it might take a whole decade, tops. Like, we really are at that point. I mean, no one can say for sure if it's definitely going to happen. I mean, at all, technically. Right. But, like, it's looking real, real close. And I still, like I've always said, the black swan event that I'm looking for is when Saudi Arabia accepts anything other than the U.S. dollar
right,
for their oil.
Right.
Because I think that's going to be the point where everyone else goes, oh, well, I was only holding on to these treasuries because I wanted to be sure I could buy some oil. Well, I guess I better trade these out and split it 50-50 for whatever the new currency that I can buy my oil with.
Right. I'm with you on that. Once the U.S. dollar, the petrodollar, as it's known, once that is no longer the accepted currency of the oil trading nations, that certainly will precipitate a huge decline in the economy of the United States dollar. Who's going to have the balls to do it? Because while we jokingly call it the petrodollar, it really isn't. It's the might of the military. It's kind of the nuclear dollar in that respect, because it's only backed by the full faith and force of the United States military. That's the only thing the United States dollar is backed by. Nothing else.
Yeah, the reason that that only the dollar will be used is because every time someone tries to use something else, the American military shows up and tells them not to very sternly. One more thing I do want to just put out there real quick, because it's coming up soon, is the next Fed meeting. And depending on what they do there, that might actually be the thing that kicks this over. Like, on the 2nd, when Jerome Powell shows up to announce whether and how much he's going to increase the federal funds rate, that is the highest volatility moment that I see in our future.
Keep us posted on that. Let us know. We're out of time for Free Talk Live. One third of your kick-ass weekend is over. However, the second third will start in about a half an hour from now at Beard Talk Live. So please visit watch.freetalklive.com for the uncensored program. Thanks and peace.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.